Welcome to On Tap Daily for June 30th, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world, what's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. So the big headline from yesterday is Amazon's Prime Day numbers, and they are genuinely significant. According to Adobe data reported by Retail Dive, the four-day Prime Day event from June 23rd through 26th drove $26.4 billion in US online retail spend. That's a 9.3% increase year over year, and it came in slightly above Adobe's own projection of $26.3 billion. Now, here's the number that really jumps out at me. Last year, Thanksgiving, Black Friday and Cyber Monday combined did about $32.5 billion. Prime Day just hit 81% of that total in June. We are witnessing the emergence of a genuine dual-peak retail calendar, and if you're still planning your year around a single Q4 spike, it's time to rethink that approach. What's also interesting is what consumers are buying during these events. Adobe's data shows the share of the most expensive products grew 19% compared to year-to-date averages. People aren't just bargain hunting. They're using Prime Day strategically to buy premium items at a discount. If you're a merchant thinking about your promotional strategy for these sales events, consider leading with your premium products at moderate discounts rather than racing to the bottom on your entry-level range. Now, here's where the macro picture gets really interesting. The Bureau of Economic Analysis released data showing consumer spending rose 0.7% in May, which sounds healthy. But inflation on the PCE index hit 4.1% annually, more than double the Fed's 2% target. Core PCE is at 3.4%. Traders are now pricing in 80% odds of a rate hike by year end. And layered on top of that, buy now, pay later orders during Prime Day jumped 9.5%, accounting for 6.6% of all online orders, roughly $2.1 billion. Consumers are willing to spend, but they increasingly need financial tools to do it. If you're not offering BNPL at checkout, you are leaving conversions on the table, especially for anything above $100. Meanwhile, in the luxury retail world, Saks Global officially exited Chapter 11 yesterday, rebranding as Exemplar Luxury Group. They went from about 150 stores down to 49, slashed debt from $3.4 billion to $1.2 billion, and are targeting $9 billion in gross merchandise value by 2030. It's a remarkable story of how fast a $2.7 billion acquisition can go sideways when debt outpaces digital strategy. The contrast with Prime Day's numbers couldn't be starker. Online commerce grew 9.3% in 4 days, while a legacy luxury conglomerate had to shed two-thirds of its footprint to survive. Shifting to the partner ecosystem, Hoover released a suite of three new packages yesterday that solve a long-standing pain point for Magento merchants. The new CMS Tailwind compiler, JIT Bridge, and Recompile modules work together to enable just-in-time Tailwind CSS compilation for CMS content. In plain language, this means your content editors can now use any Tailwind CSS class in CMS blocks and pages without waiting for a developer to run a build. The classes get compiled on the fly. If you've ever had a marketing team blocked because their landing page styling didn't work until a developer pushed to deploy, this is the fix. It's a quality of life improvement that doesn't make flashy headlines but meaningfully reduces friction between content teams and development teams. On the search and visibility side, Search Engine Land ran a pair of pieces worth noting. First, there's a deep dive into why proving technical SEO ROI is so difficult. The core insight is that technical SEO often creates value by preventing losses rather than driving visible gains, which makes it hard to measure and even harder to get budget for. If you've struggled to justify technical SEO investment to stakeholders, the framing of prevention versus generation is a useful lens. Second, and more directly relevant to e-commerce, there's a growing conversation about measuring AI search as a customer acquisition channel. Analysis of nearly 30 million calls shows that AI search is becoming a measurable source of customer discovery, but only if you have the right tracking infrastructure. If your analytics can't distinguish between traffic from AI overviews, ChatGPT referrals, and traditional organic search, you're making marketing decisions with an incomplete picture. Pulling today's themes together, we're seeing a retail landscape where consumer behavior is more strategic and financially stretched, where the calendar is shifting under our feet, and where measurement is struggling to keep pace with new discovery channels. The merchants who thrive in the back half of 2026 will be the ones who plan for two peaks, not one, who make payment flexibility a priority, and who invest in understanding where their customers are actually coming from, even when those sources are new and harder to track. That's your On Tap Daily for June 30th, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.